If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a God. Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. The same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know, and I know that it was wrong.
Billy Paul, me and Mrs. Jones right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 10:55. Thank you for tuning in to After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with you, Mara Raja. We're talking about how to know if the person is right for you. Well, we wanted to go there, but we're getting so many
questions
on the SMS board.
And they all seem to be like in the same area. It's like, I like her, I don't know what to say, I expressed myself and I'm not sure what she's saying. It's like all, today I'm the interpreter. I'm interpreting what men and women say and do.
Right.
All right, so that caller who was with me on the phone, he has a very interesting story because a lot of women do that. He was seeing this girl, and they were very close, and he's happy, he likes her, she likes him, everything's fine. And then she was, like, always kind of, like, demanding for him to express his love verbally. And in his mind, he doesn't say, I love you, to anybody.
Right.
So it takes him time until he's, like, super sure.
Right.
And in his mind, he thinks that he's not ready for it. So she began, like, resenting that, and inside of her, she was not very happy. She went on vacation, and when she was on vacation, she sent him an email breaking up with him.
Okay.
And like any man, he just said, fine. And then she began like showing signals that she wants him back. And he said, I don't understand. Does she want in or out? And why is she doing that? Now, to interpret what just happened, there are guys and there are girls. And when a girl feels that something is not right with how the man is treating her, whether it's emotional or physical or mental or attention, you just name it, she begins having this resentment thing. And when she says, I want to end it or it's over, most of the time she does not mean it. Most of the time she wants him to say, why? Or let me try. In this particular case, she was not ending it. She just needed anything to show that he cares. Anything to show that he's going to hold on to her and he's not going to move on. Anything to say, I love you, even if it's not verbal.
Right.
So that was why she sent him the breakup email.
Gotcha.
Of course, the reply was not what she was expecting or waiting for or hoping for. The fine thing is not right.
Right.
And after that, after the fine, he began going out, seeing other girls, and she was like, so you don't waste any time. And he's saying, I don't understand. She broke up with me. Now, why is she bothered that I'm seeing anybody else? So it's not that she's bothered that you're seeing anybody else. She just wanted to know that you mattered. In her head, it's not over. In her head, she did not break up with you.
Right.
So if you still care, if you still want her, give her a call and say, you know what? Let's talk.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Around the corner, we're dedicating the next hour to how to tell if that person is right for you. Did have a request for Shania Twain, and it is going out to Rola tonight. It's called You're Still the One on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet. The
Kairos number one, it's time to kick off hour number two.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2, Nile FM.
Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It is 11:02 across the capital. Keep those love requests and love dedications in 6163. We're going to talk about how to know if someone is right for you. Here's Phil Collins' Easy Lover on Kairos number one.
Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
That's What I Like About You, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 11:10 across the capital. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I just noticed a player hater message, but that's
well,
all right.
Okay, look below it. It's a good message.
Yeah, I'll address that in a minute. Want to thank everyone for getting in touch at 6163 on the SMS. If you do have a love request or a love dedication, get it in at 6163. We're talking about how to tell if the person you're involved with is the right person for you.
Yep, we are.
Go ahead, Marwa.
Yeah, I just got distracted with the SMS board.
Yeah.
All right. So, I put that on Facebook, and here are some tips from people who were contributing to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Summer is saying... I think Samar al-Minoufi, she's saying, I think no one is totally right. It always ends up by just being okay. And then I asked her to elaborate on that. And then she said that it's just about feeling comfortable, attracted, thinking under the same umbrella intellectually and so on. And the fact that he accepts her as she is and vice versa. She can talk to him in anything. And if she can't talk, then we're not right for each other.
Okay.
Now, that's the very first thing. Now, to those girls who sent me those emails,
mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you how to know that he's right or how to know that she's right. But I can tell you the things that when they happen, you know that they're definitely wrong for you.
Right.
First thing, if you cannot talk, if you cannot express yourself, if you're afraid of being judged, if you feel that someone is going to make fun of you, if you feel that you are not going to be heard, if you feel that you're going to be heard but nothing's going to change, if you feel that you just cannot express who you are and you have to lie or pretend or fake all the time,
mm-hmm.
then this is the first sign that this relationship is not right. This is the first sign that you are just desperate to get a partner.
Right.
And you're just stepping all over who you are, and you're ending it. Okay, Ali Turki is saying, I guess you'd never know. Just follow your feelings or your instinct. Now, this is very true. I just got a call from a girl, let's say Elle.
Okay.
And Elle was saying that she's seeing this guy, and he's super nice, super caring, super receptive. And they've been going out for like 2 months, and she cannot feel the same way. And she doesn't know why. He's super in everything, and she really likes what he's doing for her, but she cannot love him back.
Right.
And I told her sometimes the mind cannot process those things.
Right.
Sometimes the mind does not know why. But your heart, deep down, your gut feeling, you know that it's right or that it's wrong. There is either a click or there is no click.
Right.
So if your heart, your instinct, your gut feeling says this is wrong, then just follow it. Don't keep wasting time because it's not going to happen. It's just not fair for you or for him.
Right. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw that question out to the listeners tonight. How do you tell if someone is right for you? Get in touch at 6163 or 38555055. Around the corner, we'll elaborate more. I want to read some of these responses from listeners, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how they can tell if someone is right for them. Around the corner, music from Bon Jovi, Beyonce, Michael Bublé as well. It's on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Hey, girls, what up?
Nothing much. Ooh, like your top. Where'd you get it from?
Springfield Women.
Really? Didn't know.
Check it out. They have a new autumn winter collection that is so cool. Springfield. Casual wear for men and women. Check it out.
Imagine a touch of Arabia, but with a Nile FM twist. It's Nile FM's Arabiana, where East meets West. Tune in Fridays from 6 p.m. for an hour of Nile FM's Arabiana with Rami Mohsin and Mohammed Salah. Arabiana, only on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the paths that your eyes wander down. I wanna come to. I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you. No one understands me quite like you do. Through all of the shadowy corners of me, I never knew just what it was about this whole coffee shop I love so much. All of the while I never I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the waters that make your eyes shine. Now I'm shining too. Because, oh, because I've fallen quite hard over you. If I didn't know you, I'd rather not know. If I couldn't have you, I'd rather be alone. I never knew just what it was
coffee shop I love so much. I love the wine, I love the view. I never knew just what it was about this old coffee shop I love so much.
To After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Jovi with Diamond Ring right here in Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now the FM. That one going out to SMSer 905. Want to thank you for tuning in this evening on After Dark. Mara Rock High in the studio, and we're talking about how can you tell if the person you're with is the right one for you. And so we're asking our listeners this evening to get in touch at 6163 and tell us how they knew that person was the right one for them. And SMSer 076. Mia, actually, she says, I always wondered how people could tell that this is the one, but then I just knew that there's this strange feeling of being totally comfortable and when forever doesn't scare you anymore.
I love that. Forever doesn't scare you anymore.
That's a really nice statement. Yes. You know what? If you don't have a nickname on our SMS board, by the way, it's really easy to get one. Just type in Nick, N-I-C-K, leave a space, send it off to 6163 after you put in the nickname you'd like to have, and that'll be your
nickname. So, like, Mia would be Nick, N-I-C-K,
space, M-I-A, then just send it off to 6163. Yeah. Don't type anything after it, though. And then it's just easier for us to communicate with you on the SMS board. Want to say what's up to Amadeus. Want to say what's up to the great Abu Bakr. He said, when she gets what you mean without even saying it, and when you can be yourself, talk, and even cry in front of her, and being happy that you are with her. That's how you know that person's the right one for you.
I hope you find her.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so we were talking about things that you know when person's not right for you.
Yes, and I have an SMS here. I'll try to censor as much as possible, but this is the another thing that you, when you see it, you know that he's not right.
Okay.
All right, now, this is a message from a girl who is engaged. And then she's saying that her fiancé is getting too physical.
Okay.
And very intimate. And she's not comfortable. And every time she says no, he says, you will be my wife. And she's asking, is this normal or not? And I'm just telling her that if you're not ready, he should not push.
Right.
If you're not happy, he should just wait until you're more comfortable with it. And if you're going to be his wife, then why the hurry?
Right.
So I would just tell you to slow down and to tell him that you're not comfortable. And if he keeps pushing, then something is wrong with this relationship.
Exactly.
Who else here? Okay. Perfect matching. That would never happen except in a perfect world full of honesty. But give why enough suspense to keep you hooked? Okay. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people here are complaining of the teasers or the tease kind of guy or woman. So this is the kind of person that walks into your life and gives you all the signs that they're into you, they're okay, they're happy, they're accepting it. And then when you confess or when you approach them, they withdraw or they shock you.
Right.
So
but that's the thing, though. Like, I totally don't believe in the whole game-playing thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, my mom used to say, well, you need to play hard to get someone to be interested in you. And I'm just, I think you get to a certain point where it's like, all right, I'm going to throw myself out there and be honest. And if that doesn't work, then that person's not meant to be with you anymore.
It's not right. Once you begin faking and pretending, that's not right.
You should just be yourself all the time.
Speaking of that, I had this interesting conversation with a friend of mine. She's reading now a book called The Rules or something along those lines.
Yes, The Rules. I read the book.
All right. And this The Rules book sort of like changed her. She's no longer expressing how she feels. She's no longer being herself. And she's just following the rules to get the guy.
Right.
And then another friend of mine was reading another book along the same lines. And I've noticed that a lot of girls now are into those books, trying to be somebody else just to get the guy. Now,
right.
The question is, after you get the guy,
what's going to happen?
What do you do with him?
Exactly.
Because he fell in love with someone who's not you. Are you going to pretend for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And that just doesn't make sense.
6163 on the SMS. Tell us how you know if someone is right for you. I would have to say that I agree with Abu Bakr. Yeah, when he said, you know, when you can be yourself around someone and even shed tears in front of someone.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, you know, people are always they're used to seeing you happy. But when you can cry in front of someone and they see like the worst part of you and they still want to be with you, that's definitely a sign, I think.
Yeah, and they don't use your weakness against you. That's another thing.
Exactly. 6163 on the SMS, 3855055 around the corner. I do have music from Millie Vanilli by request, Michael Bublé, and the Scorpions. Right now, it's brand new music from Beyonce. It's called If I Were a Boy on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were,
you Now
girl, I'm going to miss you right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. It's 11:40 across the capital. Milli Vanilli was one of those groups that had, like, the most amazing music ever, and then you found out that they never sang it. It was not them. They lip-synced the whole time. Do you remember that, Marwa?
Of course not.
You didn't. That's right. You don't know anything about music.
Of course not. I confused Shania Twain with who? With the other girl?
I don't know.
Leona Lewis. Come on. God, I'm remembering names now.
Get in touch at 6163. Our question for you tonight is, how do you tell if that person you're with is the right one for you? That's what we're asking you this evening, and that's kind of what we've been talking about.
All right, so before I go on reading SMSs and discussing the problems that you're throwing in, because until now I haven't said anything. So let me just summarize the things that when you know that this person is like this, he's wrong.
Okay.
So first thing, if you're engaged or dating someone and you always feel sad, depressed, lonely, bored, unfulfilled, or down, then something is wrong. If you go out and you come back and you're not cheerful and happy and buzzing, then something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If he calls you on the phone and instead of answering, you feel like you just want to push the phone away, something is wrong. And then if you cannot imagine your life with that partner for the coming 10 years, then this partner is not right for you.
Okay.
You don't have a vision. You don't see it. And definitely if you don't think that this partner would make a good parent, be it a mother or a father. If you feel that they're not good or that you have like major differences with how you're going to bring up your kids.
That's an important issue.
It's amazing. And a lot of people just don't even talk about it. They just don't talk about it. And little things come up.
Oh, because one parent might be a disciplinarian and the other one doesn't believe in
anarchy.
Yeah, and that type of in the same kind of discipline.
Uh-huh.
And the child issue is a big issue, and I don't care what country you're in, it's a big issue everywhere.
It's huge, and people just don't think about it.
No, I have a good friend back home that recently actually got divorced over the whole child issue.
How, what happened?
They had a baby, and the little boy got to kindergarten age. And you know how children get at that age and they're really sassy because they're learning everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she believes in children speaking when they're spoken to, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he totally believes in spoiling the children until they're rotten. And they could not overcome this issue. It was like a constant battle.
And they got a divorce.
They got a divorce.
Wow.
Because, and she told me, she says, you know, I never would have thought this would have been an issue in our relationship. She goes, in all honesty, we never talked about it before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And it became like a consistent issue.
Of course. And it's not just this. I mean, like, it's with the whole raising up a kid, like the values. What are you going to teach those kids? What values do you want them to embrace?
Right.
That's a huge issue. And then if you think of a wedding and your heart goes like cramp,
uh-huh,
or your soul just sinks, then definitely something is wrong. If you cannot think about forever, like Maya was saying.
Right.
And if you can't be yourself, I'm repeating that one again, if you can't be yourself, if you have to lie, if you have to hide, if you have to fake, if you have to play by the rules,
right,
then this is not right.
You know what? I don't think there are rules for love, in all honesty.
I agree. I fully agree.
I think these books about, oh, you need to do this to snag a man or you need to do this to snag a woman, I think you just need to be yourself. And if it's meant to be, that person's going to come into your life and like you just the way that you are.
That is so true.
I think desperate people take desperate measures, and one of those books are all just, I think they're ridiculous.
And I'll say that again, despair is so unattractive. Nobody is attracted to someone who's desperate. Nobody is attracted to someone who's just so pathetic and unhappy and eager. You just have to be confident. And I just got an email from this girl, and she was telling me that she feels that all men take her as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels that she's not feminine and she's not attractive. And I told her, feminine and attractive is not about looks. It's about your attitude. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about how you smile.
Right.
And our friend Susan Coleman,
mm-hmm,
she sent me this article about the sexy, attractive things about women.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, the very first thing that makes a woman attractive,
their smile,
is when she looks at a man, looks him in the eye, and smiles.
Oh, most definitely.
Exactly. So it has nothing to do with your looks. It has to do with your attitude.
I like the last one that's on this list. If after he touches you, you feel nothing or you feel that you want to cry, then get out now.
Yes.
And that's vice versa. That's for both men and women.
Yeah.
I mean,
if something happens and you feel that you don't want more, then just end it.
It's just not worth all of the things that come with it.
Yep.
All right, get in touch at 6163. Tell us how you have figured out when someone is right for you. I did have a request from Yaz for Michael Bublé. It's called Lost, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Can't believe it's over. I watched the whole thing fall, and I never saw the writing that was on the wall. If I'd only knew the days were slipping past, that the good things never last, that you were crying. Summer turned to winter, and the snow it turned to rain. Then the rain turned into tears upon your face. I hardly recognize the girl you are today. And God, I hope it's not too late. It's not too late. 'Cause you are not alone. I'm always there with you. And we'll get lost together. The light comes pouring through. 'Cause when you feel like you're done and the darkness has won, babe, you're not alone. Now when your world's crashing down and you can't bear the thought, I said, babe, you're not lost. Life can show no mercy. It can tear your soul apart. It can make you feel like you're gone crazy, but you're not. Things have seemed to change. There's one thing that's still the same. In my heart, you